Here today, it's a special privilege because much of the nachas that I have from my two youngest daughters is from the building across the street, and maybe some of the people who are here, and some maybe who are not here. But I'm very appreciative of the chinuch that they had here in Beis Yaakov. We have just a few short moments, and I wanted to share what maybe I thought is the most essential ingredient in what I would call reaching our Talmidus. I like to say it's really not about teaching. It's certainly not about preaching. It's about reaching. That's what chinuch really is. Rashi's lashon is, it's vayorkes chanichov tchilas knisas odom leumnis sheosid lamodoy. We want to be able to give them the beginning of the entrance. Probably have to give them the tools to continue on their own for something that's going to last for life. And for that, we have to reach them. What we teach and what we preach is easily forgotten. When we reach them, when we reach the neshomas, it's a kinyan that can last forever. So I'd like to maybe share with you what I believe is maybe the most important ingredient in reaching our students. We know that everyone, I don't think there's an exception, will tell us that the most significant desire and goal that most people have in life is to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy. Never heard any dispute about that. Never heard anybody who was satisfied with being happy enough and didn't want more. And after everything is said and done, with all the money and all the covet and all the pleasure and all this, but ultimately, you want to be happy. And I always wonder that everybody's pursuing happiness, so much money is spent on the pursuit of happiness, and the world seems to be a very unhappy place. If you look at all of the terrible statistics, the rates of this and the rates of that, and even the rates that mental health professionals can charge, the world is not a very happy place. Everyone's pursuing happiness, and very few people seem to find it. And it occurred to me once that the reason is very simple. They don't know what they're looking for. If you don't know what you're looking for, you can trip over it and you won't even notice it. What is happiness? We're very fortunate that we have a Loshon HaKodesh, which defines the essence of concepts. In other languages, this is called a table or a chair or whatever, a book, only because people agree to call it that. Loshon HaKodesh, the three-letter Sheresh, defines the essence of the word. David HaMelech said, Achas sho'alti me'eis Hashem, o'iso avakesh, shivti be'beis Hashem. He had one bikush, to sit be'beis Hashem. And what did David HaMelech say about shivti be'beis Hashem? Ashrei yoshvei be'secho. Osher, the Sheresh, Aleph Shin Resh, is probably the highest form of happiness. And that Sheresh seems to be the sheirish of Ishur, validation, the asher. Happiness is about feeling good about myself. If I feel good about myself, I don't need anything else. And if I don't feel good about myself, nothing is going to do it for me. And the biggest mistake that our society makes today is that they think pleasure is equated to happiness. Pleasure makes me feel bad about myself. Because I need all that stuff from the outside in order to survive. That means I don't feel good about myself. If I feel good about myself, all that stuff is irrelevant. So it's all about feeling validated. And I would like to suggest that if we are capable and actively involved on an ongoing basis in making our Talmidos feel good about themselves, we have the ultimate influence. We can have the greatest hashpah. We have the opening to their neshomas because we give them, we provide for them the thing that they need the most coveted of all human emotions and experiences, happiness, which is validation. So I think focusing on our role as validation providers, as happiness providers, is really the key to accomplishing the ultimate reach to our students a reach that will last for their lifetimes and will be passed on to future generations. I guess it begins with love and friendship. Very, very powerful. The Sipunu says the definition of love is sheyismach o'ihe b'malas ha'ne'ahav. If one loves someone, they appreciate, they rejoice in their qualities. That means if you show warmth or friendship to someone, they recognize that you feel that they're quality people. Quality validates. You made me feel good. You made me feel happy. You now have influence on my life. The Ralbag tells us that when Yaakov was preparing to meet Esav, he sent him a message, and he sent him love and garity for Litzoyin Ubokor Vichule. And the Ralbag says, you see from here how to melt the heart, the resistance of a mortal enemy. Show him friendship. I was with Lovon. Let's catch up, my brother. Hatsoi, no boker. Shaila is, it doesn't make any sense. Esav already believed that Yaakov fooled him twice. Yaakvini zepamayim, the pchiro and the brochis. And now he's standing, he's coming with an army. And Yaakov is there, Nebuch, with his 11 children and 4 wives. And he's, oh, I love you, my brother. Esav's heart is going to be melted with such a thing. He probably doesn't even believe it. He's certainly suspicious of whether it's even sincere. And Esav with such a sino. Chazal say, halochohi. Esav saying to Yaakov, Esav's sino created a metzius and a bria of hatred for Yaakov. Yet it seems from the Ralbag that love is such a powerful emotion that even if it's questionable whether it's sincere, if it's real, it will penetrate. So that love that we have, that friendship, that warmth, that caring that we show can take us so far, can reach their hearts, can validate them, make them feel so good about themselves. I must be a quality person. And it's my teacher that is making me feel that quality. Kuli ozen. I'm all ears. I want to hear and internalize and accept and allow you to reach me with everything that you have to offer. But validation also requires respect. Believe it or not, the Rambam says that just as the student has to respect the Rebbe, so does the teacher have to respect the student. Respect is also very validating. I respect your person. I respect your feelings. I respect your ideas. I respect your time. Showing respect. Ooh, I'm choshev. Look. This very distinguished, very respected, very chosh of a person in my life, and by the way, no matter how they treat us in the classroom, deep down, that's the way they look at us, as very, very important people, respects me. Wow. I must be choshev. So you make me feel choshev. You make me feel good about myself. I'm ready. I'm ready to be mekabel. I'm ready to hear. I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to learn. Of course, there are many things that we can do which can invalidate. One of the most invalidating things that we can do is criticize. Now, the need for criticize may be serious at times, certainly not in public, but it's so dangerous. Rashi brings at the beginning of Parshas Dvorim that Yaakov Avinu apologized to Reuven on his deathbed when he wasn't mechiach him earlier. And he says to him, I was afraid, Reuven, that had I been moichiach you, I guess the deathbed, it's easier to handle, he's not going to see him anymore, it's the end. I was afraid you would leave me, lidobek be'esov ochi. Yaakov Avinu, who could have given teichocha in such a gentle way, to Reuven the tzaddik, who had already done tshuva for his mistake, was afraid that this tzaddik Reuven would leave him to join with Esav just because his father criticized him. So painful, so disenfranchising, so invalidating is criticism. We don't know. We never know. We can't predict the devastating effects that it could potentially have. And I would like to suggest, and this I know from experience, that when we criticize in a classroom, sometimes the one that we're criticizing takes it fairly well. Because they know deep down, you know. But the rest of the kids are turned off so much. How? how could the teacher criticize? How could you be so callous? How could you allow this embarrassment? And it has a devastating effect on the entire class. So if we want to validate, we certainly have to be careful to do everything possible not to invalidate. There's something else that's validating and invalidating depending upon how we handle it. And that is questions. You know, the famous line is from a certain Rosh Yeshiva. Someone asked a question and he says, "You're not even saying something stupid now. Not even." About 10 minutes later, I don't know where the guy got the strength to ask another question. He says, "Now you're talking stupidity." What? Finished. Devastating. Destroyed me. A question that's asked is it's me. It's my soul. It's my mind. It's my person speaking. Sometimes we don't know the answer. Well, there's a very good answer to questions that we don't know. And that is, I don't know. I'll tell you a secret. If you say, "Oh, it's a good question," then they don't even care if you know, because they got credit for a good question. That's very validating in itself. But no, I don't know. But I'll find out. Because if I don't know and I don't care about your question, then I've invalidated you again. I don't know. I'll go home and I'll find out. I'll look it up. I'll ask. I'll do research. I'll come back. But we must answer questions and answer them respectfully. And if the type of questions that we feel we cannot deal with in front of the whole class, then we have to say, "We cannot deal with this question now. Please speak to me after class, and we'll make an appointment to talk, but we will not ignore your question." Not only because a question ignored can be a question choked on and destroying a person's life, which is a possibility that happens often, but even more so because of the invalidation that it shows. I'm not even worthy of asking a good question. Something that's very, very significant, and sometimes in large classes and in a very heavy curriculum and in an environment that we don't want to have certain thoughts and ideas discussed, we must be very sensitive to this, to at least give it that attention and that respect and that sensitivity to deal with it later in a respectful way, so that we can actually accomplish something with this student and in the process help everybody else as well. It's very important for our Talmidas to know what their purpose is in the world. So many people finish their Torah education and they say, "I learned a lot, but I don't have a context. I don't know what it's all about." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to do chesed. Ulam chesed yibone, the pasuk says. And everything he does is chesed. And that's the only tachlis, because there's nothing that we can give him other than to receive, to be recipients of his chesed. And even though the Torah starts with Bereishis Bore Elokim, which is the Midas HaMishpot, we have to let them know that Mishpot is the greatest chesed. Because Mishpat allows us to earn the chesed that he gives us, and not to be embarrassed, and not to be and to appreciate it. So not only is Olam Chesed Yibone, but the Mishpat in the world is all part of the system of chesed. And that's all Hashem wants. And the way that we achieve, the way that we earn that chesed, is by perfecting ourselves. The Torah was given, Lo nitna hamitzvahs, Chazal say, Elo letzareif kohenes abriyos, to remove the impurities of human character, so that we refine ourselves to the extent that we're worthy, we're earning, we're deserving, that we can relate to the chesed Hashem that he gives us, both in this world and the next. And agav, if we're talking about the chesed, let's not underestimate the benefits of this world. One of the things I hear often from people is that, I remember my grandmother, Olei HaSholem. She was burnt with some pressure cooker that exploded, and she suffered for months. And I remember, she said, "Oy, in Yenevelt, itzayna zei gliklach." And I was a little kid, but I didn't have the patience to wait for Yenevelt. I want it in the here and now. And that's the world we live in. We live in the world of instant gratification. No, not of instant, of super instant gratification. And oh, wait, after 120 years, sorry, that's too much. And we know schar mitzvah b'chayal maleka only means that there's no way that this world could pay us the full payment for a mitzvah because it doesn't have the kalim in this world to give it to us. But Hashem gives us in this world. He showers us in this world. And they have to see the benefit in this world. They have to see that a life of Torah and mitzvahs will make them happy. They have to realize that everything that I do in the Avodas Hashem is to benefit me, and it will bring me ultimate happiness, not only in the eternal world, but even in this world. And even in this world, I can have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What could be more validating than to think, Ani le doidi ve doidi li. Doidi li ve ani loy. We have this close relationship. And unfortunately, products of the yeshiva world so often tell me they never heard about having a relationship with Hashem. But that relationship is so critical, if nothing more, than to make me feel good about myself. Me and him, we're best of friends. We're tight. Wow, that's so uplifting, that's so validating, that makes me feel so good about myself. And when I, as a teacher, inspire this message in my students, then I am the source of their feeling good about themselves, and I now have untold, unparalleled, inestimable influence on their lives, their neshamas, their seichel, and their future, because I have given them so much. I am giving them so much, and they begin to appreciate it. I'd just like to conclude with just one thought, which I think is very important. They also have to know and not take for granted the Amitius HaTorah. In fact, if I had to summarize the essence of Yahadus in two words, I would say, it's a couple more than two words, but forgive me, the key words are two. The Torah is good, and the Torah is true. It's going to make me happy, and it's the ultimate truth. And they must hear that constantly. If you think that this is not for our high-level Talmidos, then I ask you, why is it that we all recite every day after we're Mekabel de Malchus Shomayim, Emes, V'yatziv, V'nochoyim, V'kayom, V'yoshor, V'ne'emon, V'ohuv, V'choviv, V'nechmod, V'noim, V'noira, I'll tell you what it means, but not now, V'adir, Umsukon, Umkubo, V'toy, V'yofe. Everybody, every day, Emes, V'yatziv, D'raisa, the Gemara says. We all need to remind ourselves constantly that the Torah is Emes, Maimon Har Sinai is the ultimate reality, and that the Torah is the only formula in this world to bring true happiness, to make me feel good about myself. And it's poshut. Because if a person doesn't feel that he has a sense of purpose, how can he feel good about himself? And if a person doesn't know that he has a good purpose, how could he feel good about himself? And if a person doesn't know that he has the true purpose for which he was put in this world, how could he feel good about himself? But we are privileged. We stood in our Sinai and we heard from the Bnei Yoelim directly in a way that nobody could question, nobody could challenge in front of millions of eyewitnesses. This is the purpose. I Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's me, Shalom Aleichem. I did all the Nisim in Mitzrayim. Now I'm going to tell you why I did it. Lo Yelocho Elohim Acherim Alponai. And now I'm giving you the purpose. So we can validate our students in so many different ways. Not the least of which is giving him that confidence in the fact that we know and we have and we're privileged. All the Umas HaOlam either have to search for purpose and never come up with an answer, or try to borrow or steal the purpose from us. And that's why they reflect on so much of what we say, because there is nothing else. There was no other public revelation, and there is no other purpose in life. So I think that these are some of the ideas. If we can work together to validate our Talmidos, to make them feel good about themselves, to create a happy environment, that's a learning environment, that's an accepting environment, that's a growth environment, and we'll be successful not only at teaching, but at reaching our Talmidus in a way that will remain for L'Doyre Doyres. Shem should help, Yirotzen Shetishre Shechino B'mas Yedeichem, should be Matzliach in this tremendous Avodas HaKodesh. And once again, I have to express my personal Hakoras HaToiv for the chinuch that my daughters were able to get in this wonderful moisset. Kol Tuv.